23 of season one. So we're going to close it with you guys and just like zoom in on our team, which is awesome. But we'll go through, like, I've had a lot of messages and comms from a lot of our members. I won't name anyone who pulled questions, but I've kind of used that as inspiration to talk to you fellas and get to know you, because you guys sit at desks and then we kind of get all these awesome programs and nothing happens. Who's Larissa and Jan? So here is Larissa and Jan. But let's start with the most public one, which was on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. How did you start at Parafit Auckland? Go Jan, since you've been here much longer.
Yes. I started the 1st of February 2019. And I started as communication officer for Tom at the time. And I started part-time, so I was just doing 20 hours communication, marketing. And after 3 months, there was a need for business development and finding sponsors and finding new opportunities and new relationships. So I went on full-time, still for Tom. And in October, Tom came to me and he resigned for the position of CEO, and he put my name forward to the board to be the next CEO. And after 6 months trial from the board, and with the first COVID, the board put me on the full-time position. And here I am a year later.
Boom. And Larissa?
I have the classic COVID story. So I'm a fresh face around here. I've been here, 6 weeks now? So I was due to move to London this year and travel Europe for 6 months, do the big OE, big travel trip that you do, and then that all went down the drain because of COVID. So I started reapplying for jobs up in Auckland, so I'm originally from Tauranga, and this opportunity came up, and I've always loved working for not-for-profits, loved working within the sports sector as well, so it was just sort of too good to be true, really.
Was there anything significant that drew you guys to this team and this community when you were first kind of stepping into it?
I'm also a coach on the side, and I've always coached people with disability. And so straight away when I came to New Zealand about 3 years ago now, it was a great opportunity to get into coaching a little bit more and understanding what's the disabled sector here in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And that's what drew me to Parafit and Paralympics.
And so now as well, you coach the Wheel Blacks too.
Yes.
How did that advance your coaching, or was it quite familiar and similar to what you've done in the past?
Completely different, because you coach a team instead of individuals. You still coach individuals, but they are everywhere in New Zealand. So it's quite interesting to have that individualism, but for 15 players all around New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's easier for the Auckland boys because I'm here twice a week to their training. But it's very interesting to get to know people and get to create those relationships all around New Zealand.
Yeah, that's really cool. What is it like? What is, I mean, with only 6 weeks, it's going to be kind of hard to say, but what's the most significant moment, memory, experience that you guys have had since being within the Parafit Auckland team?
I'm still currently just meeting everyone for the first time. Yeah. So I think my most significant moment is definitely still to come, especially heading into Term 4, all our programs starting up. So I'm really looking forward to actually meeting all of our members face-to-face and getting to know everyone properly heading into the next term. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of awesome experiences and memories to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did the Hadberg Games in 2019, and that was that was such a highlight. Having 50 kids in our team, all representing Parafit Auckland, it was just crazy. Yeah, looking forward to it.
I can't believe I missed it as well. Like, I snuck in just between the two. We'll kind of phase out of the more formal questions, but I still think it's like really interesting for everyone to hear and see and things. But if we had like a magic wand and endless supply of every resource in the world, what would be the number one thing you guys would right now in terms of like supporting Parafit Auckland and getting things places where you want to be?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I'll start.
You start. That's a hard one for me.
from the moment when I started to think about the Hui Katoa movement, it was during the first lockdown, and I had this discussion with Liam from Auckland Football, and then Kieran, and it's, you know, when you can see this thing and the potential that it has, and it would seem like Steve Jobs, but it's a revolution.
Yeah.
I think it will revolutionize the whole disabled sector in New Zealand and potentially broader than that.
Yeah.
And I can see that, and I want to put all the resources that we have, and we all agree that project is huge, and it's like we have to wait for certain deadlines and certain resource and funding, but it's quite frustrating and exciting at the same time.
So those that don't know, because the Hui Katoa movement's kind of been under the radar
Stay
for a little
tuned.
Bit. Yeah. Do you want to give a like brief overview of what it kind of looks like?
The Hui Katoa movement will be the revolution of and the link between the able-bodied world and the disabled-bodied world. And for too long, people with disability miss out on Saturday foodie because one of the family member is disabled and they have to rush home, or people wanting to do football but because they are in the wheelchair they can't do it. And we want to make it happen, and we want to create an inclusive society, and that goes through those sports codes that are mostly able-bodied, but we want to make it happen for disabled.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the Hui Katoa.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so cool. And it's so cool to see movement in it, if that makes sense. Like, it's kind of cheesy, but to get some momentum and things like that. What about your magic wand wish?
Just being able to provide all those opportunities without any sort of... What's the word that I'm looking
barriers?
For? Yeah, with any sort of barriers. So whether that be funding, just being able to... you know, magically just, you know, ta-da, you know, done. We can do this. We don't have to worry about funding applications and everything else. It's being able to get as many people involved as we possibly can and providing them with all those awesome opportunities. Which is what we will do with the Hui Katoa movement, which is awesome. It's just having to wait and see and secure funding rather than just being able to go ahead and do it.
Okay, into the fun ones, the really tough questions. What's your favourite food?
Cuisine or food?
Like meal. Like sit-down meal. What's your go-to?
I've got a few.
I am the biggest foodie. So for me, having to choose one meal is like next to impossible. Oh, I could live off Italian food, I think.
Yeah.
Pasta, carbs. That's my go-to. Carbs.
I have to say cheese.
Oh, yes, cheese.
A meal of cheese?
No, just cheese plated.
Fondue, those French.
Like cold cheese platter, crackers. Oh, yeah, no, that's my Friday night dinner.
It's like the Frenchest thing you could have said.
Yeah.
and sugary or sweet, lemon meringue pie.
Ooh.
No.
Larissa's face.
Love a good chocolate like fondant, like the little, you cut it open, all oozes out.
Oh.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
So are you guys summer or winter?
Summer. Even though I was going to move to London.
Yeah. Like the gloomiest city.
The gloomiest, darkest radius city.
Winter in Auckland is
it's very mild.
Really, yeah.
It's not a winter.
Winter in the South Island was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But summer.
The default.
Yeah.
What sports did you play at high school? Just a little bit of a throwback.
I played American football for 10 years.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
I played in Portugal, France.
I was just a classic netballer, you know? Netball, volleyball, I did athletics, cross country, just a bit of everything.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
keep up. Like, we're get all the sports in. I think there was, what were we sitting on for there? For the time?
2 minutes.
That's it's only like 14 minutes of content. You guys are the fastest episode ever. Because I've got so the like easy. Stock standard the
bring on the questions.
Advice.
Yeah, tell them.
I know, I thought they were in heaps that I'd have to like questions. Like cut them off. Okay, we'll go. Fun questions.
What do you want to know?
Everyone wants to know fun questions.
This is like the ones I do for my question of the day. Okay, what do you guys like? It can be like food, activities, blah, 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 mm-hmm. whatever, that majority of other people don't like.
Oh.
Next question.
Okay, if you guys had...
I can tell you a food that lots of people like that I don't like.
Okay.
Creamed corn. Disgusting.
I do like creamed corn.
What is that?
It's like corn in a can, but it's kind of it's creamy.
The brine and
okay.
It's like you literally just like a Watties can of creamed corn.
People make
is it
like
the same as cream raised?
No.
It's not.
People make like cheese toasties out of it.
Okay.
Like cheese.
Or no, you make fritters with it. Like
what?
Don't make fritters.
Corn fritters
don't
with it.
Buy it.
And Larissa's really emotional about cream corn.
Sensitive topic.
Okay, what's one of your guys' like compulsive things that you like are so pedantic about?
I like my routine, like my bedtime routine.
Very
is
much a routine person.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
much so. Sleep
same
by
thing
a certain time.
Yeah.
Get up at a certain time. Meal prep on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Preparing my meals out for the week. I like to be organized.
Very
structured. My day today is very structured.
What happens if your structure goes out the window?
Oh.
I'm pretty chill.
Yeah. I can't say I'm stress about
yeah,
it.
No.
I will get tired if I don't get my sleep.
Okay, who would win out of you two?
Oh, here we go.
Who went boxing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would win in a boxing match?
Well, that's a bit like, obviously it's going
to
be Yap.
Did you watch John's episode? He says you always have to go in with confidence. He said,
yeah.
I would win.
I'm still not
confident. You've already lost.
I'm definitely not confident going against Yap in a boxing match, that's for sure.
Okay, who would win in a Jenga competition?
Is that the standard?
Yeah.
Well, obviously not you, Nell. You don't
oh,
know what
no, I think it would be me. Nah.
I'm pretty like...
Let's see your hand. Okay, I'm a bit shaky there.
I would win.
Okay, who would win in a 100 metres wheelchair race?
Oh, again, I have to go with Jan. Yeah, I'm not confident in that one.
What are you confident in?
He's just got bigger arms.
But he's heavier. He's got so
that's,
much
that's
more
true.
To push.
More lag, yeah.
Have you been in a wheelchair yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then last competition then. Who
you'll
would
have to come to a rugby training.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, who would win in a one-on-one goal ball?
Oh.
He's got better ears.
Yeah, I think I would win.
It's so overly confident. It's ridiculous.
Have you seen goal ball? Like
yeah.
All the...
Yeah. We played it
yeah.
at Hobsonville.
We did play it.
Oh, you played goal ball?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nah, I'm going to go with me. Just because I need to go.
You
need
to get
myself.
Something.
Need something.
Okay.
She was quite competitive at the boxing.
Oh,
thing.
I'm
like,
very competitive.
I could see those small looks and...
Yeah, I'm very competitive.
She'd be a smart boxer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, who would win, Olivia or Larissa at boxing?
Oh, me.
She
I'm gonna go back to the office and be like, Olivia. She,
yeah,
you,
I do love a good boxing
you got
session.
Called out
yeah.
on the episode.
She's
not there,
she's
not here to defend herself.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, like, also, most staple question that's existed mm-hmm. in this entire season
what's
of
staple?
Podcasts. Like
key.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
most common. It's been
consistent.
Okay.
Like, your
yeah.
routine.
Okay.
Yeah. It's as staple as your
staple evening
routine.
Your diet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
eggs are staple
yeah.
in your diet.
Yeah,
just
an
example.
Yeah,
so I say
protein. but if you guys were gonna flash back to 5 years ago, what would you tell yourself? And it could be personal, it could be professional, it could be just general advice to somebody in a similar situation. But 5 years back, what would you tell a younger self?
I would say you're doing great.
It's high five.
Yeah,
like fist bump and
yeah.
Yeah, because
yeah.
at the time I was probably not. aware of all the good mm-hmm. thing that I'm doing, and I would never expect me to be here now, and I'm so happy about where I am now that I would not change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just like a, hey, just keep going, you're doing good.
Yeah. I'd say just don't doubt yourself. Just, you know, like, back yourself and back your decisions that you make.
I'm
whether
so
it's
glad.
A career choice or, you know, a degree choice. I think 5 years ago, I must have been deciding on what I wanted to study. And I changed my mind a week before I was due to start uni and moved from Wellington to Auckland instead of, So there you go, just don't doubt yourself.
Staple answer you had?
Yeah. No, they've all been so diverse. Mm-hmm. Some people are like clueless, they're like, ooh, I can't even think back to yesterday, let alone. But like, they're so diverse. I think it's definitely dependent on, I mean, everyone else's experiences and journeys and their own lessons that have got them there. Something that's like light bulbed at some point in their life and they're like, I should have listened about that earlier and things. But I'll swing in now just because this is the last episode.
Okay, question for you.
Okay,
here we go.
What's the coolest thing you've learned during those podcast episodes?
Oh, don't say so much. If you guys listen back, like if you watch another, just watch a random episode, and I think every question, I'm like, so what did, like every single time. But but I've learned that. Like I think first episode to like the teens.
Mm-hmm.
Is like polar opposite, and I like had so much fun, but it's been a really cool opportunity because of the role that I sit within the team. I'm just kind of like a keyboard that just does things and no one sees me unless they turn up to North Strength and Conditioning on a Friday at 4:15 at Massey.
A little plug in there.
But it's been really cool to suddenly like organize and manage all these names and then meet them and like I think I've said this, like everyone that's been on a podcast, this is what I've said, is like, this will be cool conversation because although our community's getting to know you, I'm getting to know you.
Mm.
So actually it's like really genuine and really relaxed. But no, I think, the biggest one is like, don't stutter, just speak your mind. but same thing, like just be confident with it. I think initially, like when I first took the first few episodes, I was like researching and practicing and like I'd be like, hey Hamish, who's my partner and I live with him, I was like, can I interview you for a moment? And I was like getting really wound up about it and then realised that actually it came across better when I was just like, hey,
let's
buddy,
just,
old pal. Let's chat.
Just go with the flow.
So guys, that is our 23rd and final for the seasons. We're going to close it there, take a bit of a pause, and then you'll hopefully see season 2 coming out in the future at some point. But you've got lots of things to get involved with our team, so you can come see these guys at the Experience Day, at the awards night, and then at next year's Halberg as well as all the awesome programs that we have every single week. But before you run away, do subscribe and do make sure you've saved us on Spotify or the iTunes so that when season 2 does come back, you get a little notification to say we're back in action. So thank you for listening, for being an awesome audience. Thank you guys for taking time out of your day.